This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anthony Lima, Matt Derry in for Ken Carmen.
Saw some pics of Ken's trip on the social medias there.
Yeah, I'm glad you saw that because I'm still waiting. Mitch, at no point did he volunteer the pictures of this girl he's hitting on.
We're back on that.
No, we don't have to be. Now, Ken did not. Now, do you think it's bad? Let me ask you this. Let's be fair here, and Ken's not here to defend himself. But he's a big boy, and I think he can handle it.
Well, I think it's the perfect time to talk about Ken if he's not here to defend himself.
That is when you want to do it, right? That's when you want to do it. You can get away with a little more. Mitch, if you have anything to say with Ken being out, today is your day. Really, the rest of the week is your day. Okay, so Ken golfed yesterday with Tony over at Extend Technologies. They played a nice round of golf. I was getting videos throughout the day. We were critiquing his swing. Looks like Ken is having a great time. He was at the NASCAR Museum in Daytona the day before. So he is all over it right now in Florida.
Having a blast.
But you know what he didn't do? He didn't go to the Cavs game last night.
Right, he should have been at the game last. How do you not go? There's plenty of tickets.
In
Nobody
Orlando.
Down there cares about the Magic.
Get in price yesterday was $20. And, you know, given the connections, I don't think he'd have to pay.
No. To me, when your favorite team is down there, that's always cool to see a new arena and check out the Cavs as a road team. Like, bad move. Got to go to the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's weird, though, because I can understand if we were out of town. Like, I've mentioned, hey, going to London or wherever and going and watching the Cleveland Browns. Like, my wife would be like, why are we watching the Browns? Why are we not taking advantage of every moment we have in another country? Why are we just doing something you could do in Cleveland? So, if you think about it that way, I could understand if Liz was like, dude, you just golfed for 5 hours, and you know it took longer than that.
Right.
What are you doing now?
We're not going to the Cavs game.
Yeah, we're not going
to the Cavs game when we're at home. Right.
Right, which they're, you know, they're busy. He's coaching. He's got all sorts of stuff, wearing a lot of different hats. So I could understand that, but this is a special Cavs team right now. We can use that term, right?
They're 48-10. They don't lose. Like I said earlier, like they're like the 95 Indians. They don't lose. You used to go to Jacobs Field that year and you go, what's the score going to be? Because we're going to win. Same way with the Cavs right now. They've won, what, 12 or 13? They're blowing everybody out. It's awesome.
Okay, so yesterday.
He should have gone. He should have gone.
Yes. And by the way, today at 1 o'clock, you're going to be able to hear from Kevin Stefanski. And I know he's going to be asked about Myles Garrett. He's certainly going to be asked about all that situation. And also Nick Chubb. So, you know, this was a hard day yesterday. Not only were Browns fans reminded once again that we're in a pickle with Myles Garrett, that the quarterback is, you know, going to have surgery again. I don't even think that's the top of anyone's mind about Deshaun Watson. But that question had to be asked because they were very evasive leading up to this about what was going on with him. I should say, before I get to the Nick Chubb stuff, were you buying anything you were hearing yesterday again about Deshaun Watson? Like, no specifics, except now they at least told us he twisted his foot But he didn't say doing what. He just kept saying rehab, rehab, rehab. Well, you've seen rumors. There are all sorts of rumors about what happened with Deshaun Watson. They've done nothing to debunk any rumors about how Watson got injured.
Said it was an unfortunate accident.
Okay, what was the accident? What was he doing?
An unfortunate.
Because he wasn't with the team.
They want nothing to do with him.
At no point was he with the team. You know, we were joking with Brian Hoyer yesterday, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Brian, what'd you do after you tore your ACL? You went down to South Beach, right? Oh, no, you were a good teammate. You were with your team. You know, the team that's paying you. And he didn't get, you know, $260 million guaranteed or whatever.
I will still maintain that I do not believe this as much as I am conspiracy theory all over on this.
Good, because they're not debunking it. What's your conspiracy theory, Owen?
Well, I've told you, $230 million makes a man do a lot of things. And I think if you tell him, hey, you're done playing football for our team.
And we don't want to see you again.
We'll bite the bullet. We're going to bite the bullet on the money. And you can't just go, we'll fake it all. I think we're redoing all the surgeries and everything.
Yeah, Matt, listen to this. Listen to Andrew Berry. Thanks for posting this, guys. Mitch, here's Andrew Berry yesterday on Deshaun Watson's re-injury. And did this only fuel the conspiracies?
You know, obviously, Deshaun, he re-injured his Achilles. You know, unfortunately, he turned his foot ankle area that caused the re-tear during the normal stages of, you know, the recovery process. I know there's been a lot of speculation and everything out there, but, you know, there's nothing nefarious. It's just an unfortunate accident. So our focus is on making sure that he gets healthy and can be back to normal.
The normal stages of the recovery process.
That's awesome.
Smell it.
Notice what he didn't say. What he didn't say was, okay, he was working out with our affiliated trainers, our approved trainers down in South Beach, where he was dedicating himself to doing everything he could to get back on the football field. You didn't hear anything remotely like that. All I heard was, you know, during various stages of recovery, of living life, of breathing in the oxygen.
I think you're overthinking this one.
You think I am?
I think him saying nothing nefarious is a little bit of a dig at Deshaun. Because of his past, I think Andrew Berry's been waiting years to probably dig at him.
Oh, really?
Don't you think? Come on.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, we're all sitting here wondering still who's responsible for the Deshaun Watson move. Who convinced Jimmy Haslam for the move?
Right. It's like the Zapruder film. But, like,
we don't know.
I think Berry handled that answer pretty well, actually. I liked it.
I don't know.
Owen might be right. Who knows how he did it? Who knows?
Who knows if he did it?
Okay, Matt. And the next question is, what's the deal then with this attempt to recoup money, to get some savings, not only financially, but with the salary cap? Whatever happened to that story? He was asked about it yesterday. He kind of poo-pooed it. He didn't really go into detail on that at all. So it's just leaving a lot of fans who want to trust you. They want to trust the Browns. We want to trust our teams to some extent. We always understand there's going to be a certain level of mystery because they can't tell us all of their proprietary stuff. On this one, it's very easy. How did he get injured? How did he re-injure it? You've not told us. You've had every opportunity to tell us. What are they hiding? And what's the purpose? You think I'm going too far, Matt?
But no, I think most teams, this is how they do business. This is what Belichick did for years. You give as much information as you're allowed, and then every Wednesday during the season, you must give a report, whether they are doubtful, questionable, whatever, that you do the bare minimum. Andrew Berry, yes, as fans, we'd like some transparency as paying season ticket holders or whatever we are. But he gave as much as he could give. I mean, there's no rule that says he has to tell us, right?
No, there's no rule at all. It's just your fan base has zero respect for what's going on right now.
Or trust. And we were talking about the Cavs before, and later we're talking about the Guardians. Look, the Guardians don't tell you much either, but the Guardians, for the most part, don't use the word like nefarious, and neither do the Cavs, because the Cavs culture right now is at an all-time high.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a good everybody point. Gets along. The Browns have to use words like nefarious. It's just,
you're right, Matt, like the word trust, because I don't think it matters what he says. I don't trust any of it when it comes to this right now.
Yeah, who can you trust? I mean, Anthony was talking about Nick Chubb before. That was a guy you could trust for a long time. Right. Now they may have to say goodbye to him.
Well, speaking of, terrific segue, here is Andrew Berry. Yesterday, from the Combine, audio courtesy of Spencer German.
I would say at this point that we do expect Nick to hit the market. You know, obviously his contract is up this year. We'll meet with his reps and everything like that. You know, but it's something that obviously we need to work on for the next couple of weeks.
All right, the way he talked yesterday certainly sounded to me like not only is Nick Chubb going to be a free agent, he very well might have played his last down of football as the Cleveland Browns. Now first, I want to be fair. Like, do we think there's going to be some significant Nick Chubb market coming off another injury? I mean, you saw when Kareem Hunt signed, and he was not coming off an injury. You saw when Kareem Hunt signed last year with Kansas City. Owen, when was it?
Like week five, and it was only because of a Pacheco injury.
There's never a market for these guys.
No, running, I mean, you know, the running back market right now, it's, I mean, last year, what was it, like Tony Pollard and a few others, and how'd that work out for Tennessee? They overspent on a guy like that. You draft a guy in the fifth or sixth round, and oh, that's our Nick Chubb replacement. You know, that's, unless you're getting a home run hitter like a Jahmyr Gibbs or somebody, or a Bijan. And there's not many of those guys around, but it's not what he used to be. It's sad because you wanted him to retire Brown. You love number 24, but it's likely he'll hit the open market. You just wonder what the market would look like and if he would come back here on kind of a team-friendly one-year deal when he sees that his market is not what he thought it was going to be.
Well, he's not going to be on a different roster before October. Like, I don't think that's happening at all, right? Like,
the only thing I could think at all was some sort of coming home to Atlanta. That was, I've never heard him talk all that much about, you know, how cool it would be to play at home.
I mean, every rehab has been at high school. You know, it's not.
That's a good point.
It's not like he's up. He is up here a ton. He was at least here smashing guitars, you know, on crutches.
You've got a whole town there named after his namesake and everything. His family. It's a great story if you go back and learn about Chubbtown. But that would be my only guess, but you know this is a loaded running back draft, and I don't think Nick Chubb is not gonna change any team, including the Browns. It's not gonna change their opinion on how they're doing business come draft when it comes to running back.
No, but what did we say before? The Browns right now have got to appease their best football player, who's telling him he wants to leave. So what does Myles Garrett think of Nick Chubb? Seriously, if you're Andrew Berry, you almost call up Myles and go, hey, look, I know you're not speaking with us and you hate us and you want to leave, but real fast, do you want us to bring Nick back? it's almost like you got to run everything by number 95 right now.
Well, and it was bizarre last year because they're supposed to be the cap gurus, but they forced Nick Chubb, who up until Myles' explosion of last year, Nick Chubb was the best Browns player of my lifetime.
Of course, yeah.
Probably the most popular. Even though he was so soft-spoken, everybody loved Nick Chubb. Everybody loved what he brought to the table. He had a running back style that I thought was so special and unique. He got the most out of every carry. It didn't matter whether his offensive line was great or whether his offensive line was injured. He was still getting five and a half yards per carry no matter what. And yet, what did the Browns do last year? The minute he came back from injury, they're like, work your ass off to get back in the field. Oh, by the way, we're going to make you take a pay cut. And we are going to make you take a considerable pay cut. And you can earn your money with incentives, which they knew he was never going to hit. And, of course, he didn't hit because he got injured again. And they weren't even going to use him enough to obtain those incentives. So, you know, they treated it like a business last year. And now maybe you have the other side of that. And I just wonder where fans are at on this, because you already lost a fan favorite in Baker Mayfield a few years ago. That was different circumstances. You could be losing
Miles
Garrett.
Hold on. A fan favorite? Not like Garrett and Chubb, though.
For some people?
For some people, it's pretty close.
Some. Really? Yeah, I guess so. Keep going.
I mean, you realize we were having our game simulcast in Oklahoma. There were a lot of new Browns fans because of Baker. Anyway, so Baker gone. Miles potentially gone. Joel Bitonio potentially gone. You even had the hometown kid. You had your stud corner, Denzel Ward, the day after the first Miles salvo was fired. He's like, I'd have to kind of think about my future. And he walked it back. Yeah. Like, these are all the guys that we were excited about and loving a championship core.
JOK's beloved.
Oh, man.
And he could be done, you know, injury-wise.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, about the Chubb thing, Anthony, and you bring up a good point, is from a PR standpoint, yes, Andrew Berry has to say, he's probably going to hit the open market. All right? But if the Browns brought him back, that would be, a solid, positive PR move.
It would
be. And people are going to say, they won three games. Who cares about PR? Well, right now they do. They have to. They do. They've got to do some things right in order to appease their best player. And, oh, by the way, those folks are on the fence about renewing their season tickets or even buying tickets next year. This is low point right now.
All right, let me ask some fans here. 216-474-0092. Josh in Berea, what would be your reaction if you had to see Nick Chubb playing elsewhere next year?
Devastating. He's my favorite Brown. I know everyone's going to say Miles, and, you know, everyone knows I'm a big Baker bro, so sorry, Matt Terry. I was one of those guys.
There you go.
That's all right.
It's just a continuum of, like, we are doing continuity for the sake of continuity, because Jimmy Haslam was viewed as a nutcase owner, and now he wants to be viewed as a understanding, humble man, even though we know Andrew Berry said, hey, let's get Deshaun Watson, and when Baker didn't answer his phone, he pretty much put the gun to his head and said, give him an offer he can't refuse. And now we're stuck, and we're paying for this every freaking day. And losing Nick Chubb is the reason why Kevin Stefanski, literally, his offenses were considered great, because Kevin Stefanski's never had a top 10 offense, although we always call him a great offensive coordinator or a great guru, but yet he can't retain quarterbacks. We keep saying, he did great with Jacoby Brissett. Great with Jacoby Brissett? He only threw 12 touchdowns. It was Nick Chubb who almost had freaking 1,600 yards that year that made our offense respectable. And losing this guy, I'm not going to bet against him. If he does hit the open market, I could see him going to a team like Pittsburgh and somehow rejuvenating his career, because Nick Chubb is a beast. Yes, last year he didn't look great, but our offensive line is horrendous and aging. And that's another thing we got to address before even getting like a Matthew Stafford or whoever the hell we're going to get, because how are you going to protect the quarterback we're going to get? That's why I think you got to go young with a younger quarterback. What you could do, but whatever. I digress.
All right, Josh, we got to go.
Real fast, something on Josh just said. If Nick Chubb were still a beast, would Andrew Berry have said, hey, we're going to let him hit the market?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.